I'm almost on season six of Sons of Anarchy, Meech.
Okay.
Made a lot of progress over
That's
the weekend.
What's up. Guess what?
Yeah.
I finished Hawaii 5-0, all 8 seasons.
Yeah, I saw you put that on Twitter, and I was like, what a loser.
She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Branford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7 Jenny Boom Boom. Jenny Boom.
I was like, who watches Hawaii 5-0?
Yeah, my man Ryan, he told me that season 9 already started. I didn't even know.
Yeah, because it's still on TV.
So I still got a couple more episodes to go.
Wow.
I got to catch up.
You must have felt really
accomplished.
Excited. All right, what do you got there, Meech?
Oh, man, I'm heartbroken, Jenny. Stan Lee, the man responsible for Marvel, has died. His daughter made the announcement today. He was 95 years old.
Sad. He's been sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was sick with pneumonia, vision issues, and ambulance was rushed to his house this morning.
Yeah.
And he was rushed to the hospital after. So, man, such a legend right there.
Absolutely.
Visionary.
People are going to be so upset because, you know, he always likes to make a little appearance each and every movie.
Well, I heard that Avengers 4 and the other movie that's coming out, I guess they already filmed it. So he probably already has his, you know, scenes.
Okay.
Possibly, hopefully.
Yeah. Because I know that he had been having some health issues and was on set for, you know, a couple different things. So,
yep.
But I saw the Teen Titans Go movie over the weekend.
Okay.
And you know that Teen Titans, they're considered DC comics because you know who the Teen Titans are, right?
Yep,
the cartoon.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Because, you know, I got kids. So we be watching Teen Titans. So anyway, I saw it over the weekend. And even though that's a DC comics movie, Stan Lee was in there.
That's dope.
As a comic.
That's
so
dope.
It was a really good movie.
Okay.
And you know the guy that plays King Ezekiel on Walking Dead,
mm-hmm.
Kahari Payton?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's actually Cyborg on Teen Titans.
Oh, word. Okay.
Little history there, my friend.
What's up?
Well, I know some things. Hey, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are getting major props from their neighbors because they actually hired a team of private firefighters to come and battle the blaze in their neighborhood.
Okay.
I guess you can do that. Yeah. I didn't know you could do that.
What's up?
So the blaze started to creep up on Kim and Kanye's Hidden Hills mansion Friday. Remember we said we thought it was going to, you know, go up in smoke on Friday afternoon. But, you know, because it's on the cul-de-sac.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was coming up the mountain, coming up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And so long story short, they hired this team of private firefighters to go and bring out all these hoses and dig ditches all around their brand new mansion, which, by the way, took them like 3 years to build. Remember
that? Yep.
Because if they, you know, had their house burned down,
mm-hmm.
it was going to be like a domino effect in their neighborhood.
Jeez.
All the houses were going to go.
Wow.
So, yeah. So they saved the neighborhood.
That's what's
Kim
up.
And Kanye single-handedly saved the neighborhood.
That's dope.
So, yeah, they saved their $60 million home and a bunch of other million-dollar houses. And the neighbors, they're ecstatic. They're like, thank you, Kim and Kanye. Thank you. And the Kardashians used their win Sunday night at the People's Choice Awards to shine a spotlight on those battling those California wildfires. The family took a moment to reflect on the ongoing fires and last week's deadly mass shooting in Thousand Oaks. You know, Kim spoke out. She says some really nice things. She says, it's been a really rough week in our home in Calabasas, Hidden Hills, and our neighbors in the Thousand Oaks and Malibu. Our hearts are broken from the horrific shootings and those who have lost their lives and homes, as well as the hundreds of thousands of us that have been evacuated from the devastating fires that are currently burning. So she said, as horrible as this has been, it's been amazing to see the resilient spirit of everyone involved and the heroism of those risking their lives on the front lines. You can check out everything she had to say. Hot937.com. Travis Scott cannot get the dang placenta from Kylie Jenner out
what?
Of his head. This
what?
Guy is traumatized by watching her give birth last February.
Oh, man.
He spoke about it to Ellen DeGeneres. We have the clip for you, hot937.com. He said, there's this thing called the placenta that I've just been hearing about. Oh, my God. So I was fearful of that. I guess he said Kris Jenner was in there walking him through the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
He said that it was just, like, devastating watching her give birth. But then he talked about the first time he got to hold Stormy, and he said, you know, when you first hold a baby in your arms, it's uncontrollable. I never thought I could just love something so hard. You know, it's crazy. So, again, you can check out that interview, hot937.com.
That's dope.
Here's your latest weather brought to you by Mercedes. Tonight, rain and 40. Tomorrow, rain and 49. Wednesday, cloudy and 37. It's mostly sunny and 49 degrees in Hartford. It's Hot 937.
The lights are up. The stockings are hung, and it's time.